Okay, let's unpack this. If you're a veteran or an active service member here in New York and you already have a VA-backed mortgage, you're basically holding a key to one of the most efficient financial shortcuts in the whole housing market. Today, we are doing a deep dive into the VA Streamline Refinance. Our mission here is to walk you through how to get lower monthly payments, better loan terms, and all with, you know, minimal hassle. We're digging into source material from December 22, 2025 that really breaks down how this VA program offers a kind of speed and flexibility that, frankly, conventional refinancing just can't match. We want you to walk away from this knowing the how, and maybe more importantly, the why behind this amazing benefit.
It's truly remarkable how tailored these programs are. For eligible New York homeowners looking to optimize an existing VA loan, there are really two main paths. And they both work, but they serve very different goals. So path one is our focus today, the VA-IRRRL.
That's a mouthful of an acronym.
It is. It stands for Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan. Just, you know, think of it as the fast track. It's built to lower your rate or switch your loan type without dragging you through a mountain of new paperwork.
And what's the other route? Because I think to really get why the Streamline is so good, you need to know the alternative.
Exactly. The alternative is the traditional VA cash out refinance. Now, this is the heavier lift. You'd go this route if you need to pull equity out of your home, say, for renovations or to pay off debt. Or if you're trying to convert a non-VA loan, like an FHA or a conventional loan, into a VA loan.
Right. So you're making a much bigger change to the loan itself.
Precisely. And because of that, the VA requires a much more rigorous process, a full underwriting.
So just to be clear, the star of our show today is the IRRL, the Streamline, because, well, it's the most common and efficient tool if you're already a VA borrower and you just want a better deal on your current loan.
Absolutely. And this whole system, it's held together by one non-negotiable principle from the VA. The refinance has to produce a clear, measurable financial value for you.
And that's the net tangible benefit thing.
That's the one. The deal has to make real sense. It means a lower payment, a safer loan structure, or a lower interest rate.
Yeah.
It's basically a built-in consumer protection measure, you know, to stop lenders from just churning loans for no good reason.
Okay, so let's get into the anatomy of this IRRRL, because Streamline isn't just a marketing word here, is it? For anyone who's gone through a conventional refi before, the endless paperwork, the income verification, multiple appraisals, what actually makes the VA-IRRRL so much faster? What lets them skip all those steps?
It really all comes down to risk assessment based on performance, your track record.
Okay.
In a conventional refinance, the lender is basically starting from scratch. They have to requalify you from top to bottom because they're taking on what they see as new risk. With the IRRL, the VA lets lenders use your payment history on the existing VA loan as proof of performance. You've already proven you're a reliable borrower. That history, it speaks for itself, and it allows the VA to waive a lot of the standard underwriting stuff that eats up so much time.
That's a huge relief, I imagine. But let's get specific. What are the two, say, primary financial goals that New York borrowers are hitting with this?
Well, the first and most obvious one is getting a lower interest rate to knock down that monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
Especially here in New York, right? Housing costs, property taxes, they're notoriously high. So every dollar you can save on principal and interest is, you know, crucial breathing room. It just supports long-term affordability in a really expensive state. The second major benefit is stability. A lot of service members might initially take out an adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM.
Right. Maybe the initial rate was tempting.
Exactly. The IRRL offers the simplest way to switch that ARM into a stable fixed VA loan. This protects your budget from any future interest rate hikes and gives you total predictability for the next, say, 15 or 30 years.
And that shift from an unpredictable budget to a fixed one, that's a massive win for financial planning. So beyond those main goals, what are the other hard benefits, the tangible things listed in the source material that make this the express lane?
Okay, yeah, we can just list them out. These are the things that really set the IRL apart. First, obviously, the potential for lower monthly payments and interest rates. Second, and this is huge for speed, no appraisal is required in the vast majority of cases.
That's a big one.
A very big one. Third, limited documentation requirements. Fourth, the chance to switch from an ARM to a fixed rate. Fifth, a much shorter processing time. We're talking weeks shaved off the timeline. And finally, you can roll the closing cost into the new loan up to certain limits.
I want to circle back to the appraisal for a second. Why is the VA so comfortable waiving it? I mean, that's like a cornerstone of every other big refinance program out there.
It connects right back to that performance history we talked about. With a conventional loan, the lender has to verify the home's current market value still supports the loan, especially if you're trying to pull cash out. But since the IRRL specifically prohibits taking cash out, and it's only lowering your rate on an existing VA loan, the lender isn't really taking on new risk based on a higher debt-to-value ratio. They trust the collateral they already financed is sound enough for the new lower rate.
And that saves the borrower time and money right there.
A lot of both. Hundreds of dollars and weeks of waiting.
Here's where it gets really advantageous for the borrower. The minimal documentation. I mean, a traditional refi feels like you're gathering every financial document you've ever owned. The IRRL, sometimes called the No Appraisal VA Refinance Loan, seems designed to just get rid of all that friction.
It absolutely is. The documents that usually get eliminated are the ones that cause the most headaches and delays. We're talking about no need for employment verification, no need for income verification.
So no digging up 2 years of tax returns or pay stubs.
None of that. And as we said, no appraisal in most cases. This is why the approval can be so fast. If you've been paying on time, the VA feels like it already has enough data on you.
That lack of income or employment verification, it seems almost too good to be true. Especially for service members, right? Their income or duty stations can change pretty frequently.
And that's exactly why it works so well for them. The logic is, if you could afford the original payment at the higher interest rate, you can definitely afford the new payment at the lower one. That net tangible benefit rule guarantees you're in a better spot financially, which makes a deep dive into your income kind of redundant.
Okay, but even in the express lane, the lender still needs to know who you are and what you're refinancing. So what are the absolute basic documents they'll ask for?
Right. So while the pile of paper shrinks, what you do submit is still important. Lenders will typically ask for four core things. First, your current mortgage statement. Second, a copy of your homeowner's insurance policy. They need to see the property's protected. Third, a copy of the existing note.
Okay, pause right there. The note. For anyone listening who's maybe newer to this, can you explain the difference between the note and just, you know, my monthly mortgage bill?
Great question. Your mortgage statement is the monthly bill. It tells you what you owe now. The note is the original legal document you signed at your first closing.
The promise to pay.
Exactly. It contains your binding promise to repay the loan and spells out all the original terms, the interest rate, the principal, everything. The lender needs that to confirm the official terms that they're replacing. And finally, they'll ask for a valid ID. And of course, the certificate of eligibility, or COV, is needed. But the good news is that most VA lenders can just pull that for you automatically from the VA's systems.
Let's move on to who's eligible. Since the VA's main goal is providing that real financial value, what are the strict guidelines, the guardrails that make sure this refi is only used when it genuinely helps the homeowner?
The requirements are very tight and very precise. First, and this is the big one, you must already have a VA loan. If your current loan is conventional or FHA, you can't use the IRRRL. You'd have to use that traditional VA cash out path to convert it.
Got it. VA to VA only.
Right. Second, it has to pass that net tangible benefit test we've been talking about. Lower rate, lower payment, or switching from an ARM to a fixed rate. The lender will model this out for you. And third, there are the seasoning guidelines. These are critical. You have to have made 6 consecutive monthly payments on your current VA mortgage. And at least 210 days must have passed between your first payment due date and the day you apply for the IRL.
6 payments and 210 days. Can you just give us a quick example of how that 210-day clock works?
Sure. So let's say you closed on your house January 1st. Your first payment was probably due March 1st. You couldn't apply for the IRL until around October, so about 7 months later. The VA wants to see a solid period of stable performance before they'll authorize this super streamlined option. It keeps the system honest.
That makes sense. Now let's talk about the occupancy rule. This is often the big aha moment for service members. What's the deal for borrowers who've had to relocate and don't live in the home anymore?
This is a huge point of flexibility, especially for military members. You do have to certify that you previously occupied the home, but, and this is key, current occupancy is not strictly required when you apply for the IRRL.
Wow.
Really?
Okay.
So, for example, if you bought a home on Long Island with your VA benefit, and 2 years later you get transferred to a new duty station out of state, you may still qualify for the IRRL on that Long Island home. You just have to certify that you intend to return someday or that it was once your primary residence.
So a military transfer doesn't disqualify you from getting a better rate.
Exactly. It shows how the program is really built for the realities of service life.
That's incredible. Okay, finally, what are the big deal-breaking prohibitions? The things you absolutely cannot do with an IRRL?
The limitations really define the IRRL's purpose. First, cash out is strictly prohibited. If you need to access your home's equity, you have to use the full traditional VA cash out refinance. Also, the interest rate must decrease, with one exception. The only time it doesn't have to is if the entire point of the refinance is to switch from an ARM to a safer fixed rate loan.
Ah, because stability is its own benefit.
Right. The VA prioritizes that stability. And finally, any costs you roll into the loan are capped. The VA limits how much you can wrap in for closing costs or maybe some minor energy efficient upgrades. It's designed to keep your loan principal from getting too big.
Let's shift to a direct comparison. You called the IRRRL the fast track and the traditional VA cash out the heavier lift.
Mm-hmm.
Using that analogy, let's just run through the key differences one more time.
It's a great way to see it. If you're doing a cash out, the lender is fundamentally changing the risk profile, so they need more info. So if you look at a comparison table, appraisal requirement. For the IRRRL, typically not required. For the traditional path, it's always required.
Okay, that adds time and cost right there.
Immediately. Then, income and employment verification. For the IRRRL, often not required. For the traditional, definitely required, because you might be taking on a bigger loan.
And the purpose is totally different.
Completely. It's a lower rate or more stability for the IRRL versus getting cash out or converting a non-VA loan for the traditional path. More risk equals more paperwork. It's that simple.
Makes perfect sense. So if a New York borrower is ready to go, they want this streamlined IRRL option, what are the steps they should expect?
The process is designed to be very linear, often just a few weeks from start to finish. Step one, request a personalized quote. This is critical to make sure you pass that net tangible benefit test. Step two, the lender confirms your eligibility. The seasoning rules the benefit. Step three, you lock in your new interest rate. Step four, you submit that really small documentation package we talked about. And finally, step five, you get your final approval and you close.
Now, we're talking about New York here. You've got the five boroughs, super high cost areas like Westchester, big properties upstate. Does the local context really matter for a federal program like this?
Oh, it matters a lot, especially when you get to the closing table. The VA guidelines are federal, sure, but the execution is always local.
Hmm.
New York has, you know, complicated property tax structures, specific regulations that affect closing costs. A good local lender will understand the transfer taxes and title requirements in, say, Suffolk County versus Manhattan. That local knowledge helps make sure the closing is smooth and there are no surprise costs.
Let's bring this home with a real-world example. We need to make these savings feel real. Using the sample scenario from our sources, can you walk us through the potential financial relief?
Absolutely. Let's take this illustrative New York borrower. Right now, they have a VA loan with an interest rate of 6.750%. Their monthly payment, just principal and interest, is $1,946.
That's a pretty big payment. So they use the IRRL. Let's say they can get a new rate of 5.750%. What does that 1% drop do to their monthly budget?
That lower rate brings their new monthly payment down to $1,750.
So the result is a hypothetical monthly savings of $196.
$196.
That's nearly $2,400 a year back in their pocket. I mean, that's not just a number on a page. That's real-world budget relief.
It really is. And think about what $196 a month means in a high-cost area like New York. That could cover a spike in your utility bills, it could be a serious contribution to a college fund, or it could be used to pay down higher-interest credit card debt. It's a big return from a very efficient process.
And we should definitely remind everyone, these are sample figures. Taxes and insurance aren't included, and you always need a personalized quote based on current rates. But it's a powerful illustration of that net tangible benefit in action. So to wrap up this deep dive for you, the learner, let's just hit the key takeaways. The VA IRRL is the express lane for existing VA borrowers. It's built for efficiency, needs minimal paperwork, often no income check, no appraisal. And its whole purpose is to deliver a lower rate and more payment stability.
That efficiency is, without a doubt, the main selling point. And the central goal here is that VA refinance programs exist to help borrowers build financial predictability. It's about turning uncertainty into clarity. And, you know, this brings us to the final thought we want to leave you with. We focused on the immediate savings in that example, the $196 a month. But the real long-term value is in the stability. So ask yourself, what does that newfound clarity in your payment mean for your overall financial plan? When your biggest monthly bill is fixed, certain, and lower, how does that free up capital or just your decision-making power somewhere else in your life? Does it mean you can finally invest or plan that trip or just feel more secure about retirement? That ability to budget and plan with certainty, that is the ultimate benefit of an informed refinance.
That stability really is the goal. Thank you for tuning into this deep dive. We hope you feel well equipped to explore these options and take advantage of the benefits you've earned.